In case you missed it, on Thursday, Nancy Pelosi used the Roman Catholic Church as cover for her rabidly pro-abortion position in the U.S. House of Representatives. Specifically, she called herself a, quote, practicing and respectful Catholic, unquote. The word respectful in that description is debatable, but unfortunately, the word practicing is accurate, and the Catholic Church must bear the blame. For decades, we've watched American bishops pussyfoot around the most important moral issues of the modern world, and Pelosi's performance Thursday demonstrates how much damage their pussyfooting does. The former Speaker of the House, like other liberal politicians, uses her standing as a practicing Catholic to defend and promote practices which defy Catholic doctrine. Her Catholicism is used as a weapon to undermine the morality for which the Church supposedly stands. Pelosi was fielding a question about a House bill, H.R. 1797, introduced by Representative Trent Franks from Arizona in response to the horrific things we learned about the abortion business from the Kermit Gosnell trial. Testimony during that trial described living babies left to die in despicable conditions, sometimes left to swim for their lives in toilets, sometimes kicking and squirming untended amid medical waste on a table until Dr. Gosnell came to callously snip their spinal cords. The District of Columbia is the only political area the federal legislature controls directly, so H.R. 1797 makes abortion, after 20 weeks, illegal in the District of Columbia. Science has discovered many things since 1973 when Roe v. Wade legalized abortion in the United States. One thing we've learned is that after 20 weeks, unborn babies can feel pain, just like you and me. So ripping open their neck and snipping their spinal cord so they can't breathe and suffocate is unpleasant, as is pulling them out of the birth canal feet first, stopping them with their heads still undelivered, and sucking their brains out with a vacuum. Trent Frank's bill simply recognizes what we know about the ability of unborn babies to feel pain and makes it illegal to hurt them. Dr. Gosnell was convicted of murder for killing three babies born alive during abortion procedures. The three babies were 23, 24, and 25 weeks old. Here is the specific question Nancy Pelosi was asked Thursday by a reporter for the Weekly Standard. Quote, Madam Leader, you mentioned the bill that passed out of the House Judiciary Committee. Members who have proposed that bill have done that in the wake of this murder trial in Philadelphia. They argue that there really isn't much of a moral difference between what someone like Dr. Kermit Gosnell did to infants born at 23, 24, 25 weeks into pregnancy and what can happen legally at a clinic down the road in Maryland where a doctor says that he'll perform elective abortions 28 weeks into pregnancy. So the question I have for you is, what is the moral difference between what Dr. Gosnell did to a baby born alive at 23 weeks and aborting the same baby moments before birth? Unquote. The first thing Pelosi did was mock the reporter for asking the question. Then she proceeded to lie about the content of the bill. Then she invoked her Catholicism to give herself cover for a morally untenable position. At some point, the Catholic Church must remove that cover and let these politicians scurry under some other rock. It's fine and dandy for the Catholic Church to issue proclamations opposing abortion, but when unrepentant sinners who defy the Church's position on the sanctity of life are allowed to receive communion at Sunday Mass and call themselves practicing Catholics during press conferences, those proclamations are worthless. Joe Biden is another one. Like Pelosi, there's been discussion over the years about whether he should be denied communion at Mass or even excommunicated because of his pro-abortion activities. It's not a question of being a sinner. It's fundamental to Christianity that we are all sinners, but a matter of being unrepentant. Catholics are not supposed to take communion unless they are reconciled with the Lord, which by Catholic definition, Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are not. There was a moment of hope for pro-lifers in May when the new pope implied in a letter to Argentinian bishops that pro-abortion politicians are ineligible for communion, a position he's expressed before. But when Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden traveled to Rome in March, they received communion at a papal mass presided over by Pope Francis himself. Clearly, Pelosi and Biden traveling to Rome for a mass is their way of thumbing their noses at the Catholic Church in general and the new pope in particular. We dare you, they are saying. We dare you to deny us communion. It is, in fact, time for the Pope and American bishops to dare. There's plenty of moral ambiguity in the secular world. We don't need that kind of crap from the Church. That's today's dose of common sense.